SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Coalition proposes to build 7 nuclear reactors. Vandals attacked the electorate office of Labor MP Josh Burns. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur suffers an upset loss at Queen's. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the Coalition is proposing to build 7 nuclear reactors. It plans to have the first nuclear reactor ready by 2035, despite a report by the CSIRO saying nuclear power plants couldn't be built until 2040 at the earliest. Mr. Dutton says nuclear is the way forward for Australia.
We know that the government has a renewables-only policy which is just not fit for purpose. No other country in the world can keep the lights on 24/7 with the renewables-only policy. We need to make sure that hospitals can stay on 24/7. We need to make sure that cold rooms can stay on 24/7. We need to make sure that our economy can function 24/7, and we can only do that with a strong baseload power.
Vandals have smashed windows and set fire to the front of Federal Labor MP Josh Burns' Melbourne electorate office in what he's branded a politically motivated attack. At least 5 people were seen near the office located in Barclay Street in St Kilda about 3:20 this morning, smashing windows. The group also graffitied the walls in red paint with slogans that read, "Zionism is fascism." Investigators say small fires were lit in the telecommunications pits at the front of the building before the group ran from the scene. The member for McNamara, who is Jewish, has been targeted in the past by vandals defacing his election posters. Lebanon's health minister says he's concerned over escalating tensions on the Israel-Lebanon border after Israel approved attack plans against southern Lebanon. The Israeli Defense Forces has announced that it's approved attack plans and taken steps to accelerate field readiness. Currently visiting Australia, Faris Abdad tells SBS Arabic 24 that Lebanon's health sector is prepared for all eventualities.
In fact, we are concerned about an expansion in these confrontations. Therefore, since the beginning of the war, there has been preparedness in the health sector in several areas, including providing a quantity of medicines and supplies that we may need in the event that matters develop and there is a breakdown in the communication.
A statewide apology will be issued to victims of historical sexual abuse in Victorian schools following an inquiry. Premier Jacinta Allen and Education Minister Ben Carroll announced the state government's response to the inquiry's final report on abuse at Beaumaris Primary School and 23 other schools. All 9 recommendations, including a statewide apology in Parliament and a public memorial, have been accepted. The apology will be delivered in 2026 after a truth-telling process. The government will allocate $48.3 million to implement the recommendations. The inquiry, initiated by former Premier Daniel Andrews in 2023, found the Department of Education failed to protect children from sexual abuse due to inadequate policies. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in North Korea as he seeks partners to boost Russia's war against Ukraine. Mr. Putin has pledged his unwavering support in a letter published by North Korean state media, promising to build trade and security systems. The visit comes amid heightened tensions on the South Korean border after North Korean soldiers crossed the military demarcation line on Tuesday. But this South Korean resident says he doesn't consider North Korea's military activities or the Russian president's visit to Pyongyang to be a security threat.
It seems North Korea is carrying out provocations like what they've done before. As a resident of the borderline area, it doesn't make me feel psychologically daunted. Neither do I think war would break out right away tomorrow.
And briefly in tennis, Alex de Minaur has suffered an unexpected loss, beaten by Lorenzo Musetti 1-6, 6-4, 6-2 in his first round match at Queen's. De Minaur, who is world number 7, will be the highest ranked Australian to compete at Wimbledon. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.